Let's go to someone that played the game, Rooch. You've made me grumpy now. He's an absolute beauty. He'll be hosting the AFL draft tonight with Nick Dal Santo. He's that good. He's got his own show, Rooch, called Dwayne's World. He's been working his backside off, and now he's come onto our show. Hello, Dwayno.
Well, Rooch, you've seen more games of football than I've ever seen, so he should know more about the game than you and I, perhaps, who've played the game. But anyway, we'll argue about that for another time. How you going, boys? I haven't spoken for a while.
I know. Oh, no. Tell me, though, we're talking about Brad Scott. And Rooch showed me an example where Charlie Dixon polices the mark. And if that's going to be 50 metres next year, I'm out of the caper, Dwayne. I'm out of it. I've had a gutsful.
Don't make that threat.
Why?
Because they'll hold you to it.
Well, that's all right. I would enjoy football like that. Did you see that little passage of play that apparently is an example of what won't be tolerated?
Well, the one that is going to worry me most is if two guys get to the ball on the ground at the same time and one guy decides to pull his head out of the way and his shoulder makes contact with the other guy's head, then the guy who's smart enough to pull his head out of the way is probably going to get a free kick against him and might end up getting suspended. I wouldn't like to see that.
No, I agree with you. I mean, the greatest, look, we could bang on it forever. The greatest appeal to our great game is see ball, get ball, and may the best man win. And it's just been taken out of the game. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. You've got a big show, a big couple of hours coming up tonight. You looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it. But you guys, again, are in a better position than me. You've seen Jason Horne-Francis play. He's going to go number one pick tonight. I'm over here in Victoria where a whole heap of the kids don't have a lot of exposed form.
Yeah.
We didn't see them play. They played about, you know, recently about seven games of footy. So it's going to be a weird draft. I think North Melbourne's in a great spot because they get a guy that everybody knows can play. He's been proven on, you know, the second biggest stage, an SANFL final, where he nearly got his team into a grand final. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be great for North Melbourne fans, but the rest, yeah, it's tricky.
Yeah, interesting. No pressure. We talked about it before. Johnny Ralph in the Herald Sun today and the Advertiser describes Jason Horne. He says, Patrick Dangerfield clone Jason Horne-Francis. No pressure.
No, well, I remember Gary Butter Hocking once said that Clint Bizzle reminded him of Gary Ablett Sr. So we've had a few of those over time. But you know what? The more people that talk to me about Jason Horne-Francis just want to tell me that he might be able to handle the pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have loved to have been a number one draft pick. I would have liked that opportunity if I was a kid. I was pre the draft era, so I got to Geelong, you know, just when the Form 4 system was in, but I would have liked it. Now, you know, kids are probably different today. 19-year-old kids might not want that pressure, but it sounds as if Horne-Francis is the kind of guy who doesn't just want it, he can handle it, and he's going to look forward to using it.
Yeah, and he wants the footy too. He's an absolute beauty. We've seen a lot of him this year. Hey, Dwayne, we get the rat on every now and again, and he talks about how he made his entrance into the AFL and made a bit of money out of Carlton first. Well, he's just turned up at the door now, the rat. We'll let him in a moment, Benny. And just take us through how you ended up at Geelong and different suitors and how you signed a Form 4. Take us through that, because it is a totally different era.
So Collingwood flew me over.
Yeah.
Signed me up, organised a car for me. I came over with she's my wife now, but she's my girlfriend at the time. And we came over for a nice weekend, watched a game of footy, and they took us to a restaurant and said, do you want to play for us? I said, of course I do. They said, would you like to drive this car home? I said, of course I would. They gave me the keys and I came home and I was going to be a Collingwood player. That's the way it happened back then. And then I had to play the year out with Port Adelaide. And then at the end of that year, Geelong called me and said, hey, you know Collingwood don't want you and they want their car back.
Oh.
And I said, well, no, I didn't know that. And I said, we'll honour your contract, but and we'll you know, give you the same money, same arrangement that Collingwood were going to give you. And you know, we'll sort the car out with Collingwood. We'll get that all sorted out and find another car for you. And obviously I rang Collingwood after that and said, what's going on? And they said, yeah, we've got two Form 4s like every club does, and we want Michael Christian and Craig Starcevic. So they did pretty well out of it. Two really good players were there, two Form 4s, and I went to Geelong.
So what happened with the car? We've heard the rat talk about his story where he ripped Carlton off for a Peter Brock special and then went to Hawthorn. Did you get to keep the car?
Brand new white Mazda RX-7. I wasn't a Brock guy. I wasn't a Commodore. I was more your sports car, you know, kind of guy, a little bit lower to the ground. rotary engine. Gee, it was a beautiful car. Yeah, I did have to give it back, but Geelong looked after me with a replacement. They were sponsored by Ford, so yeah, it all ended well. Except that, you know, I probably went to a club that I was more suited to anyway. It was a country club. It was a bit like Adelaide, Geelong. You know, I got to play with some great players, and I got to go to finishing school in a way. I had some rough edges at Port Adelaide that needed to be knocked off me, and I went to a club that had, you know, a lot of well-educated doctors and lawyers and people who knew about ethics and principle, and they taught me a bit as a 21-year-old back then that, you know, I'm glad I learnt.
Yeah, I always say, Duano, and I say it in a nice way because I love you dearly, yourself and Andrew Jarman were two of the most lippy youngsters I'd ever encountered. Fact.
Yeah, I was still lippy at Geelong, but anyway, that's another thing.
Well, Duane, tonight we get the first round of the AFL National Draft, then we return on Thursday for the rest of the draft. For the first time in 2 years because of the COVID protocols, everyone's back together in the one room. But the difficulty for the recruiting men, as they've told us again and again in the lead-up to this draft, is there's very little vision and knowledge, football-wise, of Victorian draftees. It's tougher than it was last year. How difficult is it going to be working through what we once called the player lottery, this draft?
Yeah, I really do believe it's going to be a little bit more of a raffle. You don't know whether, you know, you pick two or you pick three or you pick four is going to be as good maybe as recent years, because we don't have an exposed form against men either for a lot of them, because they're under 18. They've been sticking in their system. And, you know, a lot of them haven't been able to go to school, haven't been able to play for their school, haven't been able to go out and, you know, enjoy life. They've really been, you know, kept in between, you know, padded doors, if you like, as opposed to just out in the real world playing footy and getting knocked around. So, yeah, I mean, most people think that Sam Darcy, you know, is going to be a great player. And I spoke to Peter Dacos today about his son, Nick. So, you know, they've got good enough exposed form and a bloodline, I suppose, to go on as well. But, yeah, I mean, do the Giants bid for one of those guys, or both those guys miss out and then go for Finn Callahan? Do they even waste their time? Do they waste their time on behalf of the rest of the competition because you want to make Collingwood and the Western Bulldogs pay a reasonable price for those players? Does the Gold Coast fit on Dacos if he's still there, knowing that he's not going to go there? There's a bit of intrigue outside of just the unknown tonight.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Like we said yesterday, it's incumbent upon the teams to give us a bit of action because it's a TV and radio event now, Duano. Yeah, we've got a lot of the smarties saying it's going to be fairly pedestrian tonight. Your old mob Port Adelaide, they're open to going up the order and giving away next year's first draft pick to get a handy player this year. So Kenny knows he's in the window. He's getting desperate.
Well, it's, you know, I say this every year, but it's do or die for Ken. It's do or die for Port Adelaide because, you know, Travis Boak's not getting any younger. Robbie Gray's not getting any younger. You've been through this a million times with your audience, and you've been through it with your friends as well, sitting at home over the dinner table talking about how much longer is Port Adelaide's window open. I'm not sure whoever they get in this draft, you know, they're going to be part of the next crop, and the next crop's important, but, you know, it probably won't have an impact next year, and the you know, next year is when Ken Hinckley needs to win the flag. So, yeah, whoever they get, you're going to have to presume that you're going to have to give them 2 years to refine their act before they have an impact. But in saying that, you know, there's been a few players at Port Adelaide, like Connor Rosie, through injury plateau a bit. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what they do tonight's going to affect next year that much. I just hope that most of the players that had injuries last year, like Zach Butters and Xavier Dersma, all get that 15% better. Otherwise, Port might be in trouble there.
Talk about the history of the draft, Duane. Remember when it was just simply how you finished on the premiership ladder decided where you were going to get your pick. Now we've gone to trading draft picks, live trading on the night, academy picks, father-son bidding. Do you like it?
Well, as you guys have talked about, it is nice to have a little bit more action. I mean, the Giants, essentially, their pick two was Collingwood's pick. Fremantle's pick six was Carlton's pick. Port Adelaide did that shift with Sydney, so they've got 12 from Sydney, and Sydney's got 16 from Port, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I do like it. I do like the opportunity to be able to improve quicker. I think if I mean, as much as I like loyalty, and I love loyalty, I think if you can improve quicker, it's better. We have a fairly short attention span. Mm. I don't like, people won't tolerate five-year plans anymore. Mm. It's like, what have you done for me lately? Mm. I want to make the eight next year. If I'm a Carlton fan, if I'm a Hawthorn fan, if I'm an Adelaide fan, I want to make the eight next year. I want to, at least in round 2021, be a chance to make the eight. Otherwise, if your season's over round 17 and everyone's saying, you know, oh, look, the Adelaide Crows, it's a slow rebuild.
Yep.
We're not really going to be a premiership contender until 2025. You know, that won't, you won't cope with that because the mob up the road, who your kids might prefer to barrack for, will be playing finals next year.
Yeah, good point.
Well, Duane, we know you're in transit to tonight's AFL draft. It's the 35th AFL draft. We can't wait to hear your coverage, along with Nicky D, Nick Dal Santo. He'll be going back, turning the clock back, talking about when he's drafted. We look forward to that. 5:30 to 7:30. Hope it's a great night. Good on you, Duane. We appreciate your time.
35th draft.
Yes.
I was three. That's how old I am. My goodness. Thanks for the reminder.
Well, it's technically not the 35th, Duane.
Well,
the first two were rubbed out, remember?
Oh, okay.
The one which Neil Craig was the first ever number two pick.
Oh, nothing worse than working with a historian that remembers everything. It does my head in. Is that right?
Yes. The first two drafts were wiped out.
Yeah. Anyway, Duane, you're aging very well. You're not that old, all right?
Doing extremely well.
Look forward to listening to you tonight. Here he is, Duane Russell. That'll